Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on the AM side in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
I'm still annoyed by April Fool's Day.
Already?
Always annoyed by it, yeah.
Yeah, it is one of the...
I haven't seen anything yet.
It's one of the worst days on the calendar.
Johnny Kicksawville's here.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
The foursome. Thank you for my Survivor pool money. Mm. I didn't expect that walking in.
Yeah.
Yep,
but I appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah, you took it down.
Yep. Didn't even
Congrats.
Sweat after... My sweat was done at 2:45 on Thursday of the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Because I took BYU, and they were one of the first teams in action, and they got walloped.
You were gone.
So what are you going to do? It happened.
It was a reminder, at least in a small pool, play the faves early.
Yeah, I learned a lesson. I probably should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Play the big boys early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe next year, Cakesy.
It's all good. Well, I'm sure I will gamble plenty between now and then. It's not that big of a deal. It's $10.
So that was good. I'm actually going to give the money to my son because all I did was tail his picks.
Sure, as
he
you
was
should.
In a larger pool that I put him in. I think Jason was in that pool that had about 133 players.
Mm-hmm.
And he started dreaming of winning $6,000. Mm-hmm. And then he, I think, played it cute.
Yeah.
He went with Marquette. And Marquette got bounced, so he finished in ninth place.
Yeah, but to defend him, Marquette was a 2 seed. Like, they were a pretty high.
Yeah, they were playing an 11 seed.
Yeah. I mean, they got upset by the NC State buzzsaw.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's what it is.
Think
it's
about
a buzzsaw.
That NC State buzzsaw, too.
It's an incredible story.
They don't make the tournament but for that missed free throw.
Right.
No, their coach was going to get fired.
Right? Mm. Missed free throw. They bank in the game-tying shot. So, lucky game-tying shot, and since then, they haven't lost.
Crazy run by Kevin Keats and DJ Burns and company.
I mean, they lost 8 of their last 10 regular season games.
Yeah,
there were seven.
He was on a bullet train to get fired.
Well, he was gone.
Yeah.
They were 17-14 before the ACC tournament.
Right.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most losses ever by a Final Four team, and then they go 9-0, beating all these unbelievable teams, high seeds, and they're just on one of those
crazy
runs.
I thought it was
runs.
Interesting because after like at one of the games, and maybe is their, I'm not sure which one it was, but they asked Burns about it, and he's like, yeah, what, how can you explain the chemistry, the success? And he goes, we just started showing up on time. Everyone stopped fighting.
That was yesterday. He's like, yeah, guys stopped blowing off, like, missing team meetings. I was like, wow, it sounds like it was a little bit of a loony bin before this run. So I guess they
dialed in. If they were just locked in during the regular season, what kind of year they would have had.
Sure.
But, right.
And all of those kids, all of them that play, they're all transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Burns comes in from Winthrop. Mm-hmm. Diarra comes in from Missouri. Horn comes in from ASU. O'Connell's from Stanford. I mean, they got Casey Morsell's from UVA. I mean, they got all transfers.
What about 43 or 34, that awkward-looking white guy that plays?
Oh, Middlebrooks?
Yeah.
He's from Clemson.
He's from Clemson, yeah.
So,
but again, in that
anybody who plays any significant minutes for them is a transfer.
But again, in that game against UVA in the ACC tournament, UVA misses key free throws down the stretch.
Missed three of them.
If they make one of those free throws,
game over.
One, NC State doesn't make the NCAA tournament.
No, it's crazy.
It's one of those, you know, it's one of those situations where everything just kind of fell into place.
Yep.
Now, look, I mean, Final Four run's unbelievable.
And it's good for Kevin Keats's portfolio, too, because
he has 3 years.
I think it locked in like a $400,000 raise to his salary over at least the next 2 years.
Correct.
Now he's got a Final Four bid on his resume.
Yep.
Like he's probably set at least in NC State for the next, I don't know, this probably buys him 3 to 4 years easily.
Yep.
I mean, what a run for him.
What's awesome is Burns is like kind of becoming the face of the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you not like the guy?
I mean, his game is like.
Game's unbelievable.
The touch he has around the basket from like 6 feet and in or 10 feet and in is. It's absurd.
And what's sick is 25 years ago, he'd probably be a lottery pick.
Yep.
Now they're talking about him playing with the big three or maybe trying football.
Right. Yeah, because of his body size.
Just doesn't translate to the NBA game, which is so annoying, but I love watching him play.
So they trailed by 5 points and committed an intentional foul. So Virginia was going to the free throw line with 1:10 left in their ACC championship game.
And look,
UVA also had fouls to give with 6 seconds left and decided to let O'Connell dribble down and take a shot, bank shot, but that tied it. But they had fouls to give.
Cakes, do you know DJ Burns' side hustle?
He runs vending machines.
Yeah, he owns vending machines.
God, look at him. Good for him.
And T-shirts. Yeah. Does T-shirts and vending machines.
Radio?
I was going to say he has a future in radio promotions.
He certainly does.
Well, and he's also going to get crazy NIL deals after this tournament.
Those are going to be flowing in. Good for him.
Speaking of vending machines, I never pay attention to Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
But it might not even have been on Facebook Marketplace, but somewhere I saw online a vending machine for sale.
Okay.
How much do you think it was going
for? Hold on. Are we talking about like a soda vending machine or a vending machine?
Is it a refrigerated one? No, it was a snack vending machine.
Refrigerated or non-refrigerated?
All right. I pretty much just looked at the thumbnail.
There's a lot of details.
It looked like a regular vending machine that would sell candy bars.
Okay. Like candy bars and chips. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big machine. I'm going to guess it's going to cost more than most people would think. $4,500.
$600.
$600?
Actually thought maybe this could be a side hustle. A $600 investment?
Yeah, but I mean,
it could be, but the problem is then you have to find a place to put it.
Yeah.
Correct.
You got to go around and ask people.
Well, the place to put it for sure.
And then you got to refill it.
I don't know if I can get in, but the place to put it, my pool doesn't have a vending machine.
Well, that's a big hole in their game.
If I could somehow worm my way into my pool, neighborhood pool.
It doesn't have a vending machine or a snack bar?
Nothing. It has a snack bar when there are swim meets.
Well, that's not all the time. That's 10% of the time.
And I think that's pretty commonplace.
That's our
commonplace.
Pool is, actually.
Yeah, that's
we do have vending machines, though. There's a kid that runs the vending machine for a bunch of pools. I'm surprised he's not on your pool.
Entrepreneur, that kid.
And, you know, I think he did it for 3 years. He finally gave it up because he made money. It's such a pain in the ass to constantly fill it.
Sure. I don't know. It crossed my mind. I mean, I'm not going to do
sure
it.
I'm sure it is.
Actually, the last pool
all the time. Yeah. 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 Boxes and boxes. Yeah. And
it's
boxes
a hustle. It's a real hustle.
It's a hustle. Yeah.
The last pool that I was a member of when I lived over in the townhouses in Crown also did not have a vending machine.
This is shocking.
No snack bar.
Mm-hmm. That is
I think that's kind of a trend for some of these pools. That's
well,
a newer
what?
Pool
a bad trend.
With a nice clubhouse.
It's a downward trend is what that is.
And no vending machine. Mm. Nothing.
That's weird.
You probably could make a killing.
Don't like
well,
it.
Well, you thought about it for about 3 minutes, and then you decided, you know what, it's not worth
yeah,
it.
I thought about it actually less than that well, until somehow is, vending machine
the
got mentioned
thing
here.
The problem, I feel like I'm a vending machine expert because my daughter's helped with it, and I've helped her with it,
right.
Is that when you have issues with the money, you know, things always break.
Mm-hmm.
It comes rife with problems.
Oh yeah,
but it's not to say it's not a good business. It works, but there's a lot.
I just remember years ago, like eons ago, when we worked in Fairfax, when the vending machine up in the break room, which was on the second floor, wouldn't give me a bag of Cheez-Its.
Yeah,
and I was shaking that thing and tipping it back and forth.
Me
like,
too.
This thing is. I'm putting my life at risk for a $1.25 bag of Cheez-Its. This is dumb.
I could have easily.
I would not be beaten by the vending machine.
Yeah.
I was shaking that bitch for a minute.
I could shake anything out of a vending machine. Especially one if they had like those spiral things kind of like holding it.
I was not going to be defeated by
the M&Ms would always fall
now,
out.
It sounded like the vending machine was going to fall through into the first floor. But if that had happened, so be it.
Do you remember our old GM over at... And Lanham came screaming and storming out of his office because I was slamming.
Was that Alan?
No, it was Sam.
Oh, Sam.
He stormed out of there. What the hell's going on?
I do remember that.
Because
vaguely.
I was shaking it back
yes.
and forth just to get like free nachos or something.
Yeah, because we're cheap bastards.
I think it was more or less because it ate my money.
Yeah.
But yeah. We had zero tolerance for
we
that.
We just want our snacks. That's all.
Yeah. If you put your 75 cents or now, you know, $3 in.
Yeah.
You
and then
get...
I had a very fleeting run as a vendor out of my locker.
Charge $1.50.
I was selling little Debbie yeah. oatmeal cream pies for a quarter apiece.
I remember that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
the real thing. I'm not doing
the real cream pie?
I'm talking about the legitimate item that you buy in a grocery store.
Yeah, no, I know okay? you are.
So this is his side hustle.
I guess so. I didn't see any details on his vending pursuits, but I did hear that he does vending machines on the side.
I saw
that's great.
Jokic was jocking him
yeah. mm-hmm.
because, not to say they have similar games, but neither of them can exactly jump high.
No.
No.
But they find a way to get it done.
They weren't getting it done in the first half yesterday because watching them, it was burning my retinas because they couldn't shoot.
Well, neither was Duke.
And then Keats did something at halftime to get into their heads because they came out in the second half completely on fire.
Duke was awful offensively.
They're bad. I
mean, Proctor was 0 for 9. Filipowski had a terrible game.
And, hello, why don't you double Burns at some point? What are you doing?
Because
you're just letting that guy get the
that's
ball
what they
and
want
you back
to do.
You down?
That's what they want you to do, and then he kicks it out, and they get open threes.
You know what?
They decided to let Filipowski guard him one-on-one, and he can't do it.
Shire's nubs. He's a nubs coach. I learned that yesterday.
He looked like he was going to cry on the sideline.
He's nubs.
Did you notice that?
And he's not that well-spoken. When he was getting interviewed, he didn't have a lot to say, and he's a terrible strategist.
You know,
he sucks.
He apologized to the Cameron Crazies after they lost to UNC at home.
Yeah.
Nubs coach.
He should have. He sucks.
Wait till next year.
I don't care about
next
year.
He won't be nubs next year.
No,
why,
I don't even know if all
the
talent influx
in
the country can overcome him. He's a bit of a donk.
They've got a
Cooper
ton of
Flag.
Guys. They got four of the top 25, I think, coming in.
And a bunch of studs around
them. Sure, I'll be eating my words next year when they're in the Final Four. But what I saw yesterday, he's a nubber. He's a nubber that got elevated because he's riding Coach K's coattails.
But you realize every coach they've been, besides yesterday,
yeah.
every coach has been doing that, double and tripling Burns, and he kicks it out, and they're just making threes, and that's why they've won 9 straight.
Hey, at least try it. At least give it a try. Don't let the guy just complete.
Well, I can tell you this. Purdue won't have to do that.
I wouldn't think so.
Because he's not going to be able to back down.
On their team.
He's not going to back ZD down like he was backing Filipowski down.
But now, it might be more of a wash than you think, though. I don't know.
Possible.
You think? I mean, Edie's unbelievable, but.
He's just so much bigger so that you don't have to double down on it.
Yeah. I was on an airplane during the games, and my son paid for the Wi-Fi. Got to watch a little, but I saw a lot of social media reaction against Zach Edey with the nickname I had not heard before.
Foul Ming.
Well, I mean, he gets crushed all the time. There were so many times where he was getting killed. He went to the free throw line, I think, 15 times, but he could have gone about 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just that big.
What was the video you posted? Was it him hollering at some girl or something?
Looked like it. Yeah, you can go to @JunksRadio. It looks like, he's so big that he has to duck into a room, and there's a girl. I mean, she could be 6 feet tall. You don't even know. But she looks so small, and they're going into her. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reaction. You see, like, a crowd. It looks like it's at a party.
Yeah.
A crowd of people looking at him dip into this room with this chick.
Oh, he went to the free throw line 22 times. Sorry.
Right.
He was 14 for 22. And Dalton Connect was just awesome, especially in the first half. But they just rely on him so much. They got no bigs that can score. And usually their other guards, they just kind of toss it to him and let him go. And that was the same situation yesterday. He went for 40.
So who are you rooting for next round? You don't care? You're just going to bet?
I don't really care. I mean, it would be awesome to see NC State win.
Right?
I don't think they're beating Purdue. I guess I kind of want to see Purdue and UConn play. I want to see, because UConn's got a center, Donovan Klingon, who's 7'2", 280.
Mm-hmm.
He hears so many Klingon jokes.
He probably does.
Doesn't understand them. Doesn't get the Star Trek reference.
Can UConn,
I barely get them.
Can UConn go back-to-back first time since Florida back in, I don't know, 17 years ago?
Hmm.
So I don't know. I just want to see good games.
Wow,
I'm just glad that those games yesterday were at decent times. Yeah. Sundays is nuts. I stayed up to watch these games on Friday night and Saturday night. Oh, my gosh. It was dead.
How late did you stay up on Friday? It's a Friday night.
Well, the Tennessee-Creighton game didn't start till about – I was up till, like – I was falling in and out of sleep, but I was up till almost 1 in the morning.
Dude, it doesn't matter that it's Friday night.
Ask me when I got back last night.
Oh, you got back last night?
3 a.m. You probably
got 2:30.
No, I got back at 12:30.
Mm.
Oh, you did a horrible – because didn't you leave it at an ungodly hour early, too?
Yeah, but it made more time in Puerto Rico.
Well, that's true. It's true, but travel.
Like, I got to go to the beach and the pool yesterday.
Yeah. You're better than me.
And I did that on the first day as well.
I would have budgeted today off.
Yeah.
If I have a flight coming in at midnight or 12:30.
Yeah.
And I must say, Spirit Airlines, everything was on time.
Really?
From start to finish. Mm-hmm. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you were the only flight in the air in the entire country. I hope they were on time.
I just looked, Dalton Connect.
No altercations on the flight, nothing?
No altercations. Dalton Connect, right now on NBADraft.net, is slated to go number 3. He could be a possible wizard.
Really?
He's that high.
Well, he's legit.
Cakes, would you rather have Alexander Saar or Dalton Connect?
Again, this is where I have to, acquiesce to Will Dawkins and Michael Winger and company. Clearly, they've done more scouting than I have, even though I did discover Bilal Coulibaly. That was my guy.
Great discovery.
I planted the flag on him. Mm. Again, it's early. He's, what, 19 years old? JP's ready to punt him after one season.
I wouldn't punt him, but I don't know that I would necessarily champion him either. I would stay neutral. I would stay neutral.
I'm still going to wave that flag, okay, for now.
I think I would stay neutral on that one, but
I don't know anything about Zachariah Risacher or Alexander Saar, but
we've been reading about Saar for a while, I feel like.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's a big dude.
I didn't know France was such a hoops hotbed. Yeah. Drafting French dudes.
It's become silly.
I guess so.
But I think this draft's going to suck.
But back to your Purdue versus UConn thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the game that I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody's going to stop UConn. I saw they've only trailed for 27 seconds in the tournament.
Mm.
Well, I mean, they went on a 30-0 run.
Yeah, I mean,
which
wiped out Illinois.
Against Illinois, who can score pretty much at will. That's ridiculous to go on a 30-0 run. I mean, Illinois didn't even get to the free throw line to get one bucket or 1 point. 30-0. You just never see that.
Now, Bama could get hot from the 3-point line and beat them.
Oh, of course. Anything
can
happen.
Get hot.
I would bet against it.
Yeah,
but
I'd probably bet against it.
Bet against them getting hot against UConn, but we'll see.
I don't think you could take teams getting the number against UConn. I don't think
they
can give you a number
years.
Big enough.
Not in the last 2 years.
To tempt
you.
All right, phone number, if you ever want to call us, throughout the show is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the BetMGM listener line. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll talk Final Four. We'll talk about the big game on the women's side tonight, mm-hmm. where Iowa takes on LSU, a rematch from last year's national championship game. That's going to be a huge one and more. That's all right here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on April Fool's Day, which is the day after Easter.
That's yep. Right. So did you, I don't know if you guys did anything. I'm sure you guys all were with family. JP was traveling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to a pool and the beach, and then an airport,
yeah,
and then another airport.
No Easter mass in Puerto Rico.
Traditional Eastery bit, but
no, I know.
I mean, there are Easter masses, but I can tell you this: that the hotel and casino, because I stayed three different places in Puerto Rico, but the last day I chose a place near the airport,
mm-hmm.
and really nice. It's just Courtyard by Marriott, but it has a really nice pool. And it's on the beach. The casino pumps 24 hours a day.
Of course they
24 hours
you
a day. Even on Easter.
You think it closed for Easter or for Ramadan or for Hanukkah or for Christmas? It'll close for anything.
And I can tell you that my son, who's 17,
mm-hmm.
he was curious and was like, can I get in there? And I was like, I bet you can.
Right.
It's Puerto Rico.
Right.
They're not going to.
No, he looks pretty young, though.
He does look young. He's 17. He's taller than me. He's probably 5'10".
Yeah, family, but he has a boyish face.
Is it 18 okay. there? You have to be 18 years old.
I gave him $40.
Yeah.
Walked right in. Played blackjack. He won his first hand. And then he lost every other hand.
Wow, I'm surprised they let. I mean, he really looks young. That's pretty good.
They'll take his
good
money.
Good for him.
Yep. And actually,
you're grooming him early.
It was a $40 loss, and I feel good about it because now he thinks you can't win in gambling, which is a good
thing. Actually, smart.
It's, it's a good thing because if you win early and you get that taste, it's
then
kind of why I like craps.
Yeah, I used to think I had a system for slots back
right.
then.
I'm not
the dumbest person on the planet.
I'm not really a casino gambler, but if I have my choice, I would prefer to play craps. And the reason is at whoever's bachelor party we went to in Atlantic City, I've already forgotten. Was that Frazier's bachelor party?
I don't know. I've been to several.
We went to a craps table, and I won, not like an immense amount, but I won like $250 the first time that I ever played craps.
Going forward, I will only ever play craps with Junk's listener, Put, who came to so many of these.
Is Put, Even still around?
The Junkies poker
I haven't seen him in years.
Haven't seen him in years. He might be dead.
He's the funnest dude ever to play craps with.
He's a lot of fun.
Super fun. Knows what he's doing. You can tail him.
Yeah.
And then he'll come and hang out with you the next day and give you like $500 that you won that you didn't remember winning.
Right. He looks like a healthy guy. I have Putt alive.
I have him alive.
All right, man.
We only saw him at the Borgata. That's the only place I've ever seen him.
I'm going to say alive.
All right.
I'm going to bet alive.
If you're alive, you know, reach out.
Putt. I saw him at Cap One Arena for a tournament.
Okay.
Can't remember, but that was pre-COVID.
Okay.
So it's been 5 years.
He's good
plus.
People.
Yeah,
I like him a lot.
So I didn't get I didn't have the benefit of spending time with family. It's weird on holidays. Like, I think all of us like a little time alone, right, every once in a while. Like, if you have the house to yourself or whatever,
sure, it
that's
happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
But on a holiday, it's kind of a bummer. So I was coming back from New York, and I was like, because my wife and daughter were in Atlanta. My other daughter was in Miami. I was like, I'm just going to go to the club. I'm just going to spend the day at the club. I'll do some stuff I have to do there.
Right.
I'll hit some balls. I'll have lunch.
Sure.
Just spend
leisurely
the day there.
Day.
Yeah, because especially supposed to rain the rest of the week. So I went there unwittingly. I did my spa bit or my sauna bit. And I got dressed up. And I was like, all right, I took 1,000 pictures at the game. By the way, that's a whole other story. Because my camera is soaked in moisture.
Oh, no.
And it's going to cost me $1,000 to fix it. It's a nightmare.
So much condensation.
Yeah, too much rain. Anyway, I say, I'm going to go just sit at the bar. I'll probably have maybe some, I'm going to eat light. I'm going to have like maybe some avocado toast or something, a little brunch. And I'm just going to, you know, edit my pictures. I open the door and it's freaking Easter brunch special day.
Oh, really?
And 9 million people are there.
Didn't
families
that.
All dressed up. They look like they all came back from church. Mm-hmm. Probably none of them went to church, but they all look like they went to church. Right. You know, they're all dressed in their Sunday best.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no seats at the bar. Oh. It was fixed price.
Oh.
But I had nothing to do. So they said, I can sit you, Eric. No problem. And I said, all right, great. So he sat me down in the corner.
Sit you in the golf simulator?
No. No, there was room because people were coming and going all day. I had this unbelievable meal. It cost me so much money.
I'm dying to know how much
because
you paid.
Because
it was the special,
right?
It was the Easter special. So it was like, you know, whatever. It was $50 for the meal. Then they have the service charge. Then I do the tip. I ended up spending like $70. All I wanted to do was I just wanted to have avocado toast and edit some pictures.
You just wanted to booze at the bar.
And then I ended up gorging myself.
Mm-hmm.
I ate so much food. I even tweeted, I couldn't stop farting on the range. I was farting for an hour.
Gross.
From all the food I ate. You know, that was my Easter
that's
Sunday.
That's not a very orthodox Easter
Sunday. $70 meal by yourself.
I had a $70 meal by myself.
Yeah, but I bet it was silly.
I was underdressed. Everyone was in their Sunday best with their grandparents, their little kids, and their families.
The
and
big
I'm just
scene.
I'm just feeling nostalgic.
Did they
have
an Easter bunny like in the lobby?
They 100% had an Easter bunny, a live Easter bunny. They had an Easter egg hunt. There, everyone was being festive and being with their families.
Yeah.
And I'm just there like a loser by myself, no family, no nothing, and it flatulence. It was just really. It was,
that is quite a
couldn't
scene.
You have hooked up with your mom or your brothers or sister?
I suppose I could have.
I mean, if you're long for family, they're a car ride away.
I could have.
A half hour away.
I was kind of winging it. I guess I wasn't planning. I was kind of winging it as I was driving back. In hindsight, I guess I could have. Certainly, I have family. I just thought of it as I was driving, you know?
Did they all spend this Easter Sunday together?
No, they all do their own things.
Oh, okay.
You know, they all have their own families.
You know how Jason is, he looks down on people that aren't at least 5'10", which Cakes and I aren't. I'm 5'9". I realized when I was in Puerto Rico, I'm quite thankful for the height that I do have, which is not great.
Mm-hmm.
On the Nieves side of my family, I'm a freaking giant.
Everybody's tiny.
My Uncle Carlos shorter than me. My Uncle Lexi's way shorter than me.
Mm.
So, it was just one of those realizations. Maybe I should move to Puerto Rico. I'd be tall there.
Yeah. Post people up.
At least in my family.
Do you guys do anything, Cakes? Anything special? You
very
guys,
low key.
In-laws.
It's a very secular family.
No church. I mean, no church. Celebrate. It's a very pagan holiday.
All right.
The Easter.
So you went over to the in-laws?
Just low key at my house.
Oh, your house.
Yeah.
All right.
Just my family.
Yeah, I went to my cousin's house in Purcellville, Virginia.
How long were you like watching your clock, your phone the whole time?
No, I told my wife I wanted to get there to watch the Purdue game. So we watched the Purdue game, right? And then at the end of the Purdue game, we got in the car and rolled back because I wanted to watch the second game. Because too many people are all talking.
When you watch the game, do you have the volume on or you just put it on closed caption?
No, he had it on. Yeah,
had the volume on.
The volume was on. Uh-huh. Had a good dinner. It was 3:30 dinner. Mm-hmm. And and then got back home, watched the second game, and was in bed right after that.
Sports is the one thing I can't do with closed captioning. Everything else I can't do is closed captioned.
Yeah, but in a party scene. I know,
okay, there's a bunch of people maybe. Yeah. I mean, I can't watch an NFL game with closed captioning
because it gets in way of the action.
In the way of the yeah. score bug, the fantasy updates. I can't have that. I can't have that nonsense.
So my cousin's got two kids, real small kids. My other cousin, his brother has two small kids, and then there was another family had a small kid. So my uncle Mark, God bless him, I love him. He, you know, he's the grandfather, and he was hanging out with all the kids, and then they did an Easter egg hunt, and then he went and got into a bunny costume,
okay. mm-hmm.
and he comes out with his Easter basket.
I had that handy.
Yeah.
And he became full Easter costume, you know, head, mask.
I mean, where does he get that? Where does he procure that?
He bought it online.
Oh, he just has it. Okay.
Yeah, he bought it online, just went to the bathroom, changed it.
He's got a Donald Duck costume.
No, I donated that probably 15 years ago.
He came out to the backyard, and the kids were terrified.
Oh, yeah. They were terrified.
Oh, my God. They were running behind me, grabbing my legs. They didn't know who it was, what it was. They thought it was
an alien.
It was the devil.
Uh-huh. It is funny. On Twitter,
and they all started crying.
Around Easter, you see old pictures of kids like going to see terrifying-looking Easter bunnies, and the kids are recoiling in horror.
Oh. I didn't know that was the thing, bunny is kind of notoriously scary.
You can either have an Easter bunny that looks cute and fuzzy, or you could have a scary, like, old-school, like, sinister-looking bunny that's running around your backyard.
It wasn't sinister-looking. It was typical. It was standard. But the kids who are all, between...
They freaked out.
Two and five.
You got to prep them for it.
We're terrified.
They just pop out.
You got to be like, hey, the Easter bunny's going to... I think the Easter bunny's here.
They weren't prepped.
Show up.
They weren't prepped.
Prepping would probably help.
And then he finally had to take the mask off.
Then he ruined that.
Well, because they were crying.
You probably feel terrible.
Yeah, they were terrified.
That is pretty funny.
That's
a good bit.
So that happened on Easter Sunday.
I actually had a confrontation at the airport. I forgot about this.
Oh, really? On Easter or?
Yes.
That's not very Eastery.
So we flew from Puerto Rico and a stop in Orlando.
Okay.
Had about an hour.
Stops. They're the devil.
I actually kind of liked the stop because I'm hungry.
Okay.
So it was dinner time.
Yeah.
So we arrived around 6:30 and we had until 7:45. To get our food. Check out the Orlando offerings. There's a Burger King, there's a La Madeline, and there's a La Familia Pizza.
Okay.
I get in line at La Familia Pizza. Now, the clock is ticking, and I don't want the L.A. thing to happen where Cakes and I were in the L.A. airport, and I waited too long in the snack shop for my Clif Bar, and I missed the flight home. So I'm looking at when the doors close, when it says it's going to close, 7:51, the clock's kind of ticking, got like 20 minutes, and I wanted to see what they had in terms of non-pizza.
Okay.
All right? You know you got pizza at La Familia.
Sure, of course.
You got your calzones, but they also might have some other offers.
Let me guess, baked ziti. Lock, that's probably an
and
offering.
And I think they had like chicken breast or something like that. Anyway, you know the setup there, where you're just in line and you're looking at the food.
Sure.
I snuck behind a guy.
Okay.
Right? Didn't touch him to get back in line.
Okay.
He got set off, and I'm right there next to my family, and he goes, "You didn't say excuse me, dumbass."
Oh,
like,
man.
Really loud.
Wow,
like, he's got tattoos all up and down.
What did you do to offend the guy?
I went behind him, and I guess I didn't say excuse me. So he goes, "You didn't say excuse me, dumbass," like really loud. Now everybody's looking at him.
Oh, man.
I'm next to my family. I'm like, what am I going to do? I said, "Excuse me." He was like, "That's so stupid. I can't believe people," you know, like he just goes off.
Uh-huh.
And I just, what can you do?
Nothing. That's a him
problem. You just got to let it die. And then people are kind of just laughing.
Right.
My son's like laughing, like, what am I going to do? Punch him in the face?
Right. It's
Yeah, I can't do that.
You're going to get a melee at the airport?
Just got to let him go off. And he just...
Man, that's weird. That's bizarre. Weird bit. Did he feel like you were, like, encroaching in his, like, personal space? Or, like, that's a weird reaction.
I guess so.
It sounds like he was just pissed off to begin with.
Dude,
right. He was ready for something.
I didn't touch him.
Right.
And he may be right. Maybe I should have said, excuse me, but I was just sneaking behind him in the line.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird
to get back in space.
I will say that, I don't think
even if you said
wrong.
Excuse me, he probably would have said something.
He probably would have
anyway.
Freaked out. I'm almost damn near like embarrassing how many times I say excuse me. Like if I'm in a store or I'm always saying excuse me.
I think
me.
I usually do.
You know. Yeah, I'm not saying you did anything wrong. Yeah, but I overcompensate.
That guy was itching for some sort of confrontation with somebody from the sound.
Well,
of
it sounds like a psycho.
Yeah, like
I mean, if someone screams at you, like, well, they're legitimately
airport
psycho.
Can turn you into a psycho. Like you're so stressed and you're just ready to
just
burst.
Missed a flight. Yeah,
yeah, missed a flight.
Could be.
Was he with his wife or was he with
no?
The family?
He was solo. He had a tank top.
Yeah,
bunch of tattoos.
Yeah,
skinny, kind of a skinny guy.
Mm-hmm. Tank top to fly.
He's a
well,
loser.
It is Orlando. I mean, you're in Florida, so I mean, you're going to get all types.
What was the ethnicity? Was it like an Hispanic
white
person?
Guy?
White guy,
skinny white guy, tall, maybe 6'3", tatted up.
It's weird. That's a weird bit to do in an airport.
You did the right thing is just to walk away. Just got to walk away in that one.
Well, I didn't walk away. I stayed in my line.
to get some pizza. Slice. Yeah.
Yeah. What can you do? It's hard.
Sounds fun.
Because that would immediately enrage you.
Travel's fun.
That would immediately enrage
you. I mean, I kind of assess the situation like, look, my go-to move, hopefully in life it'll never happen, but it did take some Krav Maga classes.
Kick the guy in the balls.
That's the number one move.
Fight dirty, JP. Close quarters. Spread.
Kick the guy in the balls and then let your hands fly.
Right.
Do you want to be a fair fighter or a winning fighter? Kick him in the nuts. It's a great move.
But I'm not going to miss my flight.
No, you can't do that.
So you kind of feel like a wimp because my son's right there, my family's right there, but what else can you do?
I mean,
because if you escalate. Dude,
unless the guy swings
if you
on
escalate.
You, you're not going to get into a fight at the Orlando airport.
Correct.
You just can't get in a fight with anybody.
And then you're going to be stuck in the Orlando airport. Correct.
Oh, it's just a disaster.
Well,
for
obviously, you never know. I mean, in an airport, he's not going to have a weapon, so you know it's probably going to be mano a mano, right? You're in an airport.
Right, you're going to be scrapping.
So, in all likelihood, you're not going to have a weapon.
Yeah, but so many people around to record it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go viral. Oh, yeah. Lock. Yeah. JP fighting
well, it's just not
going to
end well. No, never going to end well.
Again, didn't really say anything, and then I saw people giving him the look like
right.
Yeah. Psycho, like, but then they also didn't want to be around
like,
that
like
dude.
That guy's completely unhinged. Look at him.
Yeah, totally.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Chelsea James will join us. We'll talk about the Nationals home opener scheduled today. Chelsea James will join us at 8. Chris Nockey on the NCAA tournament at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So we were talking about the Final Four earlier. You've got UConn, Bama.
Yep.
Then, of course, you had the games yesterday. Purdue advances and NC State with their incredible run.
The NC State run is really one of the more unbelievable runs in college basketball history, because not that 11 seeds have gotten there before, mm-hmm. have gotten to the tournament and gotten to the Final Four, but the fact that they were just dead to rights at the end of the regular season, losing 8 of 10, and then they get hot and win 9 straight. I mean, you just don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible that they've been able to put this together. And it just gets harder on Saturday, obviously, against Purdue, but it's just incredible that they've been able to just kind of keep it together, keep the chemistry together, and play much better over the last 3 weeks.
But you're not going to root for the good story. You're gonna root for...
I kind of want to see Zach Edey play clinging.
Well, as of yesterday, if you didn't go to Duke and you weren't rooting for NC State,
yeah,
then I just don't. I can't what are you relate doing to you.
I don't know
right
these Cinderella.
I definitely was rooting for NC State yesterday.
These Cinderella stories are much more commonplace. I think 10 out of the last 11 years, a 7 seed or worse has made it to the Final Four.
Right.
It's like right. It's not like these runs are improbable now.
It's not as special as it used to be.
No, but I think what he's saying.
No, I'm saying
just
the way
combine
they,
it with the way their regular season ended.
The NC State sucked. They sucked. I mean, 14 losses is a bad year, but then they just turned it on, got hot.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
It's certainly possible.
No, I think you're right, though. For sure, you're both right. Like Cinderellas happen all the time, but
not as Cinderella-y anymore.
Like it's hard that like basically like a 500-ish team.
It's almost like
to do this.
All right, well, let's find the one team out of the 64 that has the bracket and has, I guess, the horses to advance. Because at one of these teams is going to make it. That's at least that's what I feel like now.
Yeah, I mean a 7 seed or a 7 to a 10 or 11. It's pretty standard for those to get to the Final Four now.
It's a great story for NC State, and you talked about it earlier. Look, Tony Bennett, all they had to do was foul.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Not allow
it was bad,
a guy
it was bad
to shoot a 3-pointer at the end.
It was bad coaching
that he banks in to push it to overtime. All that said. And I think there is a lot of interest in the men's Final Four. I feel like tonight's game might outrate everything over the weekend.
Cakes
with
is
Caitlin
looking forward
Clark
to
against
it.
LSU.
I am.
Yeah, you said you wanted
what
to see.
What time does it tip?
7. It's perfect.
7 p.m.?
Yeah, get your 2 Miller Lights going.
I think I'll watch.
I'll watch the 7 p.m. 7 p.m. is a respectable start time.
Excellent.
It's a good tip time.
Now the difference.
Even though I'm not the biggest Caitlin Clark fan.
The difference
I'll
between the women's bracket and the men's bracket, all the ones and threes all advanced.
Right.
Uh-huh. Ones
very
and threes.
Chalky.
The ones and threes all played in the Elite Eight.
No
every
twos.
Region. They didn't have any twos. I think you had 1 versus 3 in every Elite Eight. But this is a big one. Especially
you don't
with
have
all
to
the
like
contract.
Her personally, Cakes. She's just an exciting player. Like
sure,
her style of play.
Hold up, I missed this. Cakes doesn't like her.
Her personality's well, I mean, a little grating.
She's kind of annoying
to me.
On the court.
Yeah. I
all.
Feel like she's an annoying person.
But Angel Reese is annoying too.
Oh, she's very
sure.
Annoying.
Yeah. There's plenty of annoying to go around tonight.
Yeah.
But this will be this game could be 91-88 because LSU scores like 87 a game. Obviously, Iowa scores. LSU's got 6 girls who average double figures, led by Reese. And, you know, they don't like each other. These two teams don't like each other. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's must watch, I think.
Who's favored?
I'm guessing Iowa slightly. I haven't looked at the numbers.
I would think.
I mean, they're a 1 and LSU's a 3. So I'm guessing Iowa's slight favorite.
Well, Angel Reese was talking about Caitlin yesterday. I think we have the audio here that she does respect her. And then that's just their nature of both of them is to jaw at each other.
It's fun. I have somebody to go back and forth with. A lot of times some players don't even say anything back, so it's no fun. But I know Kaylin, me and Kaylin, I want to win, and we're both just two great players that want to compete.
For me.
That's a good answer. I mean, that's real. I believe it.
For some reason,
I also believe they don't like each other.
As into it as to the men's, because, I mean, now I know some of these players, but the men's game has changed so much with transfer portal, guys even going to the G League, that I'm just not as familiar with players.
Right.
I'm a casual college basketball fan at best.
There's like a Zion or somebody.
Right, and there wasn't this year.
Well, kind of Zach Edey.
Kind of, yeah.
He's just not charismatic.
Right.
Although I get it.
No, the women's bracket has, I think, more storyline and more drama.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially with the Kim Mulkey stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. South Carolina just kind of sits back and they don't lose. South Carolina's center, Cardoso, is taller than I am. Mm-hmm. She's 6'7".
Wow, that's...
So just imagine these girls.
That's pretty big.
Because if you're a 6'1 or 6'2 girl, that's tall for a girl.
Yeah.
And some of these girls that are guarding her are 6'1", 6'2". Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got 5-6 inches on them.
Yeah.
And
on the other side of that, I saw a clip of Mulkey as a player at La Tech. She's 5'4", by the way.
Yeah.
She was a baller.
She was a stud. Yeah.
She was a stud. Mm-hmm. She was just knifing through the other team. It's a grainy 30-year-old highlight that I was watching.
So Iowa is
she was impressive.
1.5-point favorite, so basically a pick'em over LSU.
Oh, my God. Speaking of photos.
Total is 169.
Yeah. Did you see the viral photo of Gene Hackman and his wife?
I did not.
He hasn't
Gene Hackman, how old is he?
He's got to be close to 100.
He hasn't been 94? Seen, they say, in 20 years.
Oh, he's been reclusive for 20 years?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And it's just, there's no shame in it. It's aging. It just shows it happens to the best of them.
Sure.
Are you seeing it? Look at Gene Hackman.
Does he weigh like 80 pounds?
Yes. One where he's wearing a hat?
He's all gaunt.
Mm. Yeah, he's gaunt. I mean, to me, it doesn't look bad for 94.
Well, he's 94. I mean, thank God he's still alive.
Just depressing.
No, but if you look at it, though, it is
depressing.
No. That's depressing.
Yeah.
Like that. If we're lucky enough, we get
so
that.
So you're telling me he doesn't look like he looked when he was screaming at Denzel Washington in Crimson Tide?
No.
He doesn't look like
he has any teeth left.
Yeah.
He has no muscle mass. He's gaunt in the face.
About the teeth.
Just by the way he's holding his mouth. I could be wrong, JP. I'm just making a guess. I'm making a guess.
That's a good run, though, 94.
No, it's a great run. And I guess I aspire to look that way someday.
Right, because you're still above ground at that point.
My mom was telling me last night that she's in the top 5%.
Of oldest people still walking the earth?
Something like
I believe
only
that.
5% get to her age.
I believe
that's she's kind of crowing about how...
Good for her.
Yeah.
Doesn't JP say everybody makes it to 90? Like, if you make it to 40, you make it to 90? That's his thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mrs. Bickle, actually, his mom told me one time about the actuary charts.
Well,
if you make it past a certain point, then you're more likely to make it to 90.
Well,
I know this.
Her tax guy or somebody always gives her her actuary. That's why she just got back from tax stuff. Yeah. I think that's why she's always talking about it.
I know in Puerto Rico, at least my experience, I'm sure you could probably look up some statistic and find the average age is low. A lot of my family lives into the 90s, so I visited with my uncle Alexis. He's 90 now. He does the bit where, God bless him, but he has the pants way up high.
Sure, what are you going to do?
Way up high.
Hey,
he's short.
Once you get past a certain age,
it doesn't matter.
Gets punted out.
It doesn't matter what
cares.
You look like.
And nobody cares what you're wearing.
You just want to be comfortable.
No, you know
and then
I,
his
I've
wife.
I've become that guy, though. This is true. I've become that guy at the club when I leave the shower, where I now take my towel. A little bit over the belly. Like a little bit.
You're trying to hide the belly.
Yeah, I mean, I have a small belly. It's not a huge one, but it's a little. It's not one that I had as a youth. It's the over 50 belly
that
you get.
I'm sure there are plenty guys in that club that have way bigger bellies.
And then, I know. It's not horrible, but it looks a little better if I just put it over it a little bit.
Little.
No, it was awesome. I hadn't seen my Uncle Alexis in 4 years, and you never know when somebody's at that advanced age, if you'll ever see him again. And his wife, they've always been short. So I'd probably say probably at peak, Uncle Lexi's probably was 5'6 or 5'7. You know, he was like Stumper. Okay, he was not a tall guy. But he's shrunk.
Stumper would kill
and
to
then
be 5'6.
His wife, my aunt, or great aunt. No, she's my aunt. She's got like that hunch. I mean, my 7-year-old is almost as tall as her. She's just, but sharp mind. like at 91, she still kind of was with it and knew everything, which
That's
was pretty
good.
Amazing.
Ask her what her secret is, because I don't have a sharp mind anymore.
Yeah. You need some pointers,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not sharp. I'm blunt.
Need some supplements.
My mind is blunt, for sure.
All right, a little bit later in the show, we will talk Nats baseball, the home opener, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980's. Both going to be broadcasting live at the Green Turtle in Navy Yard today for the Nats home opener. Chelsea James, who covers the Nationals and Major League Baseball for the Washington Post, she'll join us at 8. So you want to keep it here on The Fan throughout the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.